your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the third hour, go ahead, call in about whatever you want. Phone lines are loaded up. We'll get to you if you're on hold. We'll start things out with Bill listening to WJML in Petoskey, Michigan. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you had another thing or two to get to, so you can at least get to one thing. Go ahead.
The most important thing is I'm not 100% in agreement with you that we can't do anything at the federal level. Rand Paul, who is Ron Paul's son, is running for the Senate in Kentucky. He came out very strong in the first poll that they did and raised some $433,000 on Thursday.
He's up, he's up over $700,000, actually.
Oh, good for him.
Well, you know, so the point is you know, I agree that we have to live free and we have to just, you know, basically not buy into all the fear-driven stuff that the government's putting out.
Sure.
But I do think that we have to educate the people that we run into about as much as we can. And that the caller Josh was talking about the, you know, the Iraq war and the school system and whatnot. There's a guy out there named John Taylor Gatto. Are you familiar with John Taylor Gatto?
Yes. He is a retired school teacher, was once the teacher of the year, I think, for the entirety of New York State. And he's now come out against, or has been for the last several years, has come out against the state-run, the government school system, and has really been exposing it for the brainwashing system that it actually is.
Exactly. And so, Josh, if you're still listening, research John Taylor Gatto. Go online to Google and Google him and read up and discover that the school, you know, you'll discover the public school system is very effective in what they're setting out to do. They are setting out to dumb down America. They have been doing that for 100-plus years. And so that's one thing for Josh. The other thing was, you know, the Americans, the foreign policy of the founders was not to get entangled with other foreign governments. You know, we don't protect our own borders, and a lot of people have been brainwashed into thinking we went over to Iraq to eradicate the terrorists that struck us on 9/11. That's not true. The terrorists were primarily Saudi Arabian terrorists. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And you know, you can't stop the evil terrorism from happening here in our nation if you don't remove. First of all, you have to protect our own borders. Our troops are overseas protecting other countries' borders instead of our own.
Before you go on, aren't you concerned that the troops that you're talking about are actually, you know, being essentially, you know, paid and held together unconstitutionally? I mean, the Constitution recommends no standing army, and to, you know, it says that the army shouldn't be together for more than 2 years.
Well, I believe that we can protect our borders without using, you know, a military force like the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
Okay.
We can have an internal, you know, and I also think that, you know, Ron Paul mentioned this during his campaign. A fence is not going to keep people out. You have to remove the subsidies. If you subsidize something, you're going to get more of it. And you've got to remove the incentives for them to come here. They come here because they get free medical care.
Well,
they get
that's
free
not
education.
True. That's not true across the board.
The vast majority of them come here for a better life. The same reason that your ancestors came here.
Right, and that's what I want to
bless them for coming here and working very, very hard.
Yeah, I agree.
They are very hardworking, and I'm not saying that the people that come here, they work circles around most Americans. Actually, in many cases, most Americans are lazy, fat, and lazy. They don't want to work anymore. So,
yeah, and that's why a lot of Americans want to stop immigrants from coming here wholesale.
Protectionism.
And, yeah, that's why I have to, you know, I was in agreement with almost everything that you said up until the point where you started talking about protecting borders. But I agree with you, if you end the welfare program, you end the influx of the undesirable type of immigrant. And I think a lot of Americans do not make the distinction. You know, they just paint them all with the same brush.
They are, after all, brown.
It's not
all
fair.
All brown.
Because a lot of those folks are coming here to make a better life. But you're right.
Absolutely.
Some of them are coming for the handouts. So if there was no welfare system in the first place, then you're correct. Those folks wouldn't be here.
We've got to wean people off the welfare system. We have to teach them that, you know, there's no guarantee, the Constitution doesn't guarantee you a job, nor does it guarantee you health care, or free health care, or a handout. So, you know, I'm in agreement with a lot of what you say, but, you know, I do think that if we don't have, some control as to, who comes into our country, let's face it, if we didn't have an influx of people coming in willing to work for lower wages, the American people, you know, I'm saying that the people have to get used to working for less. That's just the way of the world. I mean, that, we can't. There's going to be an equalization across the board in this world government.
Well, yeah, the economy can handle that. I mean, if you work for less, then prices go down, so it doesn't matter that much.
Well, thanks for taking my...
Thank you.
There's other people waiting to call.
Yes, sir.
So.
I thank you for the time tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's not a bad thing if people start getting paid less. Prices go down.
A lot of our country, they, us, that kind of thing. I am not one of the people of Mexico. It's not a them situation to me. Those are people that are, to me, just as good and as important as people that live in the United States.
They're all individuals. They all have their own individual circumstances.
I live closer to somebody who lives in Canada than I do to somebody in California. Why should somebody in California be able to cross this border to where I live and somebody from Canada shouldn't?
Absurd.
It's absolutely nuts.
All right, let's go to John, listening to WFLA in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? First time calling.
John. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I bet you're shocked.
Well, yeah, a little bit. You guys are a little different than I'm used to, but...
Yes, indeed.
I mean, the evil Michael Savage, I like Savage, so...
What do you like about him?
Language.
Well, I just like his point of view. I like Horowitz. I lean to a conservative point of view, but here's my point. I just got to say a couple of things. Since we've had Hope and Change in the last 6 months, I've had a lot of opportunity to watch a lot of television. Since my job downsized and the Hope and Change is coming about, I just know it's coming. I just got to wait on it. But my point is I've watched all these town hall meetings, and I watch this man come out, and it's like there's a glaze. I mean, it's like a Jim Jones prayer meeting. These people in the audience, there's like a glaze that goes over them. They were told that he would not sign no bill before it was 5 days on the Internet. That was a lie.
I thought it was three, but okay.
No, it was five.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
They also said he would not hire, there would be no lobbyist. There's five exemptions for that now in his administration.
It's hard to do business in Washington without a lobbyist. I can, without being involved with lobbyists. They're like cockroaches up there.
I didn't lie. He did.
Yep.
I mean, there's 33 people that's unelected that's telling the American people what to do. They call themselves czars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I don't understand how people voted for this character to start with.
Do you think McCain would have been a lot better?
I'm sorry?
You think McCain would have been a lot better?
No, McCain is one of the Republicans lost.
So you agree the system is
with you.
Broken.
But...
Well, that's why they did it, because, some of them did it. Not all of them. I can't speak for all of them, but a number of people voted for Obama simply because he wasn't John McCain. I mean, it's been a history of voting in at least my lifetime where people have always said, oh, well, I'm just voting for the lesser of two evils, whatever that might happen to be, whether they consider it John McCain or Barack Obama. They're not voting.
Stalin and Hitler.
They're not voting.
We've got to vote for one of these guys.
They're not actually voting for, in their heart of hearts, they're not voting for that candidate or his platforms. They're voting against the other candidate.
Right. But it's like, I think it's more like Bush fatigue. People just got tired of seeing Bush for 8 years. But
the statement that you made about the gloss going over the crowd, as far as Obama is concerned, could very easily have been made about George Bush when he spoke in front of one of his crowds. I mean, people were all enamored by him, too.
When you saw the movie Jesus Camp, the kids were essentially worshiping a cardboard cutout of George Bush.
Oh, my gosh, it was creepy. But they would do that today, too, with Obama. They would totally do that with Obama. So nothing has changed. It's just that, now it's Bush the Third, except his name's Obama.
If you catch the fat boy with the hand in the cookie jar, and he tells you he didn't have his hand in the cookie jar, the fat boy's lying. I mean, we have caught the fat boy with the hand in the cookie jar.
Again and again and again.
He's trying to ram this health care down. People don't realize, I'm 56 years old, and I have worked for the last 40 years. I've been out on my own since I was 16. I've provided for myself, my family, for 40 years.
Good.
And now I can't because of Hope and Change, but that's another story.
And we don't have time for it.
Health care down people's throats, and people over 65 should be terrified.
John, you're right about that, and I thank you for the call. Out of time for you, unfortunately, but I appreciate it hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We'll talk to you about what you want. Just dial in and take control of the airwaves. It is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number brought to you by Sickle CAI is 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday edition tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. If you want to be kept in the loop about Free Talk Live, you want to know what's happening with the show, when it happens, well, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list, and we'll keep you in the loop. That's updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course.
With the economy looking the way it is right now, the Federal Reserve printing all of that money, that's it. quite possibly could set us into a situation of inflation to the point that, well, you probably should have invested in gold and silver. Well, here's a really great offer that Free Talk Live has come up with for its listeners through Midas Resources, one of our syndicator and one of our major sponsors. You can get Walking Liberty half dollars for $8.70 a piece. So all you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com and take you to the same page. And get these Walking Liberty halves for $8.70 a piece. And get them shipped right to you.
All right. Our number again is 800-259-9231. We go to the Amp line where Paul is on the line in California. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking the other day about what would it be like in a voluntary society where there were no rules, no laws, no government, no regulations. And somebody brought up the idea of this incident where the people who were from this branch of the LDS Church were raising their young children to marry the older men in the group, and how many people just thought that was just a terrible thing, and this is what's wrong with a free society, and that's why we need the government to swoop in there and control people. I just got to thinking, well, if people have this revulsion about raising young children with the idea that they should marry older men, what do we say in our society about raising our young children to go out and murder other people with a uniform?
Oh, yeah, you've got a little garbled there. To murder who? Paul?
Murder, in other words, if it's evil to train young children to marry and have sex with men twice their age, what's the point of raising young children and young men to go out and murder at the command of some bureaucrat? Isn't that worse?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. You know, get the plank out of your own eye first, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this today, is if I was going after a legitimate villain, say somebody who had, been in my house and done something terrible, either to my wife or stolen some property or whatever, and I came out and I started popping caps at that guy as he was running down the street, somebody might say I was justified in doing such a thing. Popping caps, I mean shooting at him, for the older folks in the audience.
I understand the patois.
Right. So if I'm doing that, and in the process, I put a hollow point 9mm slug through the skull of a young child, I likely am going to go to prison for that activity. However, when this is done in the course of the military, in the course of battle and war, this is called collateral damage. And, I suppose we try to minimize it. Mostly what the military tries to do is to cover it up so that it's not talked about. You know, the wedding party in Afghanistan where they killed 80 people or something like that. It's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing. And it's just not the same. You know, we're just not treated fairly. If you work for the government, you don't work by the same set of rules as you do if you're a regular person.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of Orwellian newspeak. For instance, if you're growing wheat, you're engaging in agriculture. But if you're growing some other kinds of plants, you're a drug dealer. There was this story about this guy that got killed in the national forest. What's happening now is that a pot is grown in the national forest in California, and this guy started this fire, right? They're all upset about these people growing marijuana in the national lands, and this is a terrible problem. You know? It's agriculture, okay? If it wasn't for the guy with the guns getting all upset about it, these guys wouldn't be doing these clandestine things and causing fires.
Yeah, if marijuana were legal, then they'd be able to have their own farm and grow it without any issue. No one would blink an eye at it.
Absolutely.
They can grow tobacco.
Agriculture. And you start labeling it as some horrible crime, well, there you go.
Thank you for that, Paul. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, I just thought it was just an interesting example when you were talking about the terrible thing of those poor children being given this bad information as young people and how they were being exploited. And I'm sitting there going, Yeah, and we've got recruiting offices all over the place and trying to get young high school guys.
And they lie, of course, as we've seen so many times. Talk about exploiting young people. They don't give them the whole story, the whole truth. They just make crap up just to get them to sign on the dotted line, and then they own them for 8 years. Thanks for the call tonight, Paul. I appreciate it. They don't tell them that part of the story. They don't tell them that the whole free schooling thing isn't quite what it's cracked up to be.
I'd also like to point out that their contract would be completely invalid in the free market. And the fact that, I used to work for a gym. We couldn't sell a gym membership for a longer duration than 36 months because the federal government, or state government, I'm not sure which one, decided that you can't make a commitment like that. Realistically, you can't make a commitment like that.
Except for the military.
Well, but of course you can sign your entire life away for 8 years.
Let's go to Brian, listening to boldvoices.tv. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Ian. Hey. I have a few things to say.
Okay.
One is, last year in 2008, I voted Constitution Party, Republican Party, and Democrat Party for Congress, Senate, and President. The other question I have that I want to comment from you is, can you tell me the difference between the book that you read on the audio for the Laissez-Faire Society?
The Market for Liberty is the name of that book. And
The Market for Liberty.
People can download it free at book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that was an awesome book. I loved it very much. And I want to know the difference between The Market for Liberty, or a Laissez-Faire Society, and an anarchist society that I hear so much about from boldvoices.tv.
I don't know what an anarchist society is. I don't consider myself an anarchist. I know that people would like to label me that way, but I don't appreciate that label because I think anarchy suggests no rules. I know the anarchists would deny categorically that anarchy suggests no rules, but I think that as it's presented by many of its advocates,
an anarchist denier.
The anarcho-syndicalists, for instance, the anarcho-communists, I think that a lot of people suggest that anarchy is just all about tearing down the state, not necessarily what would supplant it. So I don't know if I can answer your question.
Well, I was just wondering what you think the difference is between a laissez-faire society and an anarchist society.
Well, laissez-faire suggests hands-off. It suggests there's no governmental entity in there meddling in people's affairs and between businesses and regulating and things like that. And an anarchist society would, I guess, mean there's no rulers. I support the idea of rules. I mean, I want to make it clear that I think that on my property, I should be able to set the rules that I want to set, and you should be able to set the rules that you want, and then we get to figure out how to interact together based on what we believe. I don't know if I've answered your question, though, so I'm going to bring you back here. We can dig in a little further and take your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft, visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, Saturday edition. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. We have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, and it's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about, you know, freshening up the look of the bathroom or the kitchen, I've got a great place for you to go and check out the costs first for, say, the knobs or towel racks, things like that. Go to innerknobs.com. They've been a sponsor of the show for quite some time, and they're back now that it's at the home decorating season again.
There's a season for that?
There's a season for every business.
I guess they would know at InterKnobs.
If they certainly would. Because you can, any kind of knob out there, the kind of knobs that you've never seen before, they're over there. My wife was, she had to whittle them down to like 10, 5 or 10 to get my opinion, not mm-hmm. that I care, on what the knobs were that she was picking out there at InterKnobs.com.
But they made Laura happy with her.
They made her very happy with it. Well, the service, I think, was you expect when you're going through a discount service on the internet that you kind of get discount service.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get discount service with InterKnobs.com. You can also use code FTL to save $10 or 10% additionally on your order.
Sweet.
Yep. It's code FTL. I recommend this company to friends and family, not just people on the radio for money. I believe in InterKnobs.com.
All right, we're going back to Brian, listening in South Carolina via boldvoices.tv. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. And you'd asked a question, and I've had a chance to think a little further on it here. We're not going back to Brian. He dropped off the line. But Brian had asked a question that I am, decided to think a little further on during the break. And he was asking me, well, what's the difference between your idea, Ian, of a voluntarist society, a society in which people are interacting on a voluntary basis as opposed to the coercive government that we currently have today, compared to an anarchist society? And I said, well, I don't really appreciate the term anarchist. I think it suggests no rules. And I know that some anarchists out there would vehemently disagree, but for me, that's the impression I get. Whenever you hear them talking about anarchists in the news, it's always people that are threatening to blow something up or bomb something or destroying a storefront window or, black masks, all kinds of... It is not the... that's not a vision I have for myself. It's not a group of people I would associate with. But just kind of listening to the terms, anarchist society versus voluntarist society, what does one say, just by basic definition, about what it is? And anarchist is a term that is, it's got the A prefix in front of it, right? A meaning yeah. without, like okay. atheist, without theism, anarchist, without archism, without rule.
Hate that archism.
The definition of anarchy, according to dictionary.com, is a person, or an anarchist rather, is a person who advocates or believes in anarchy or anarchism, someone who seeks to overturn by violence all constituted forms and institutions of society and government. That's certainly not me. I'm not interested in violence to achieve my goals, so that would not describe me at all, with no purpose of establishing any other system of order in the place of that destroyed. And I think that might be one of the key differences here, is that an anarchist just says, get rid of all these rulers! And they don't really necessarily suggest anything.
No gods, no kings.
By being an anarchist, you're not necessarily suggesting a replacement for the rulers. Now, there are anarcho-capitalists that, support the idea of free market capitalism in the absence of the coercive government. There are also anarcho-communists that support, some sort of communal system of living in the absence of the coercive
sure.
government.
But I would also say that, you're going to read the definition, I assume, here coming up next of what a voluntarist is. And the anarchists don't even have enough clout to get the dictionary to go along with what their definition of anarchism is, let alone being able to sway the public. So
right. So what you usually hear from the anarchists is, at least the ones that I know, is, hey, we're not like that. We're not violent. That's not us. That's not what anarchy really is. And maybe they're right. Maybe the real definition of anarchy isn't what's in the dictionary, but that's what most people think.
Right.
And
it draws up pictures in people's mind. The word means something to people. And its meaning is a guy with a top hat with a Smedley Butler, Snidely Whiplash mustache there, and a sparking bomb in his hand. That's what an anarchist is to them, and you're not going to change that by calling yourself an anarchist and saying, but I'm not that guy. It still draws up that mental picture.
Right. So I think there is no necessarily defined anarchist society, because the definition of an anarchist is someone who doesn't necessarily have a system to replace that which they seek to eliminate. Whereas a voluntarist, the very definition of a voluntarist is one who seeks a voluntary order. And that's it. That's all. Simple stuff, right? Like, if the government people decided to start acting on a voluntary basis, we'd have voluntarism. We would have the voluntary society. They wouldn't even have to be replaced. Like, if they just decided to say, you know what, we're sending you these property tax bills this year, but if you can't afford to pay it, or you've got something else you want to spend that money on, it's okay. We'll figure out how to get our money voluntarily. That would be it. That would be the change to the voluntary society. Nothing would need to be destroyed or torn down. It's just a way of interacting with people.
We'll provide services that people are willing to pay for.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's, by and large, what we do everywhere in society.
99% of the time, sure.
I sort of envision a world where, some point in the future, I'm not ready to stick people to the ceiling on all the issues that they so love the government for, with cops, courts, roads, and things like that. But I do sort of envision a future where people stop attaching the government to a geographic area, you know, that they can then have the jurisdiction of what people, you know, the people that choose to subscribe to it. I mean, doesn't it make sense that I, as a United States citizen, should be able to go to, you know, Greece or Turkey or some other place and then abide by the United States rules? It's so difficult. That's one of the reasons people don't like to travel, is because they don't even know what the laws are.
Well,
you don't know what the laws are here, let alone what the laws are in Mexico or Canada or Greece or Haiti or wherever.
Well, there shouldn't be a whole bunch of statutes. What there should be is just simply do no harm. That should be the law. That is the law. I mean, if you do harm, the universe will have a wonderful way of getting back at you eventually. So you can't, I don't think you can really escape from generally that particular law. And it's just all these statutes that are so unnecessary. So I hope I've explained myself, and I hope that I've answered his question. Let's continue with your calls and go to Mark. Or no, not Mark. Frank is in Ohio. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WCER in Canton.
Hey, how you doing? I got something to say about Congress. Before I do, I want to tell people the largest seaport in the world, or one of them, is built down in Mexico, Chinese. And they have nothing but Chinese down there. And
what's wrong with Chinese people?
That's right.
No, what's wrong with Chinese people?
No, I just want to draw a picture for you. I didn't say anything was wrong with them.
Okay.
Okay, Hillary went over to China. Okay, she's a globalist. And I wondered, owing China all these trillions of dollars. And so I want to thank Congress, the fools and the Judases that sold us out to the Wall Street wolves and the corporate world. Okay, that sold us down the tubes. So we can be owned by the globalist one world government people that want to incorporate China with us and sell us off to China. Hey, thank you, you fools and Judases.
How are they selling you out to China? I guess I don't understand.
Because they sold us out to the corporate world, which is involved in the New World Order that wants to divvy up the world in sections for corporate global fascist elitists.
It doesn't really make what you're saying to me doesn't really make a lot of sense. How were you sold to China? Please explain that.
How many trillions do we owe China?
I don't owe them anything.
The United States government certainly does.
Oh, wait a minute. That's your money, son. That's your money. That's not the government's money. That's your money, son.
How is it my money?
Well, actually, the way the government has it set up right now is they'll float a treasury, note of some sort, bill, bonds, or whatever. Then the Federal Reserve loans them money against that, and then they use they tax you on your labor, so your labor in order to pay these things off.
The American dollar to worth jack nothing.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what the central bank does. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I agree. It's
they
bad.
They are slave masters.
That's
absolutely bad.
Bad stuff. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak your call in. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free. Enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. That's SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of the freetalklive.com website. That's because SACL is our number one sponsor, and we love them. SACL CAI. All right, let's continue taking your calls about anything. Mark, listening to WFLA FM in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
Well, hello there, Ian. I'm first time caller, first time listener. I've been really impressed with the wide variety of topics you've managed to get on the air.
We tend to do that here on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You go anywhere.
Yep. What's up?
Well, I just I've agreed with a lot of things that a lot of your responses to your callers, not necessarily with so much of what the way things were presented on some callers' behalf, but everybody's trying to do a good job. I just had one little issue I wanted to take up with a point of disagreement, and or not so much a disagreement as I felt as if you were kind of bailing on the personal responsibility in terms of this particular order of society that we choose to live under. I heard you say that you had been very participatory and worked really hard and you know, all this stuff as a libertarian and other, you know, and just kind of eventually wound up in this sort of place where you just didn't want to fight anymore. You just didn't want to, you know, to me, it came across as, and of course I realize you're being active, by having this show. But nevertheless, I was left with a bad taste in my mouth that perhaps you just didn't think it was worth the effort of, searching out candidates who believed in particular values and personal responsibility and such, and then supporting those particular candidates or doing anything that you could to
push those men you are correct.
And women to the fore.
Your interpretation of what I said, I believe, is correct. You are right. I am sick and tired of seeking out and doing everything I can to support some candidate that happens to agree with me on enough issues for me to be interested. Let me give you a brief history of me here. I used to live down...
Before you do that,
yes, sir.
Before you do that, I'm going to go ahead and grant you that you've been the hardest working guy there ever was in the political process.
No, probably not true.
I'm just going to go ahead and grant all of that without
right.
a history and everything. And I'm just going to, you know, maybe pose a couple of questions.
Okay, fine.
And those would be that you radio talk show hosts in a way, you know, you have sort of a bully pulpit on the airwaves and such.
We got a pulpit, if nothing else.
Well, it's not necessarily a bully pulpit. That's
right.
You got a pulpit. You got a mouthpiece. You know, it's more than most of us have, except, you know, this is a wonderful show you have, and I really greatly respect it and appreciate it and all that.
All right.
But
so
it doesn't give you the, in my mind, the privilege of abdicating the personal responsibility necessary for talented people such as yourself. It's okay to say you're tired, but quit. That just really kind of goes against, you know, anything that I would think.
Mark, how long have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
No, if you have a good memory, you'll note that I said I was a
first-time caller.
Well, every word that goes out, you don't get to take it back. You know,
that's
once
right.
It's out there.
It's true,
and so if you abdicate the one time, I might be the one-time caller, one-time listener who's more easily swayed, perhaps, in their personal philosophy.
Well, who will
eventually lay down and go away.
What I had said,
we
Mark,
need people to stand
Mark,
up.
I'm going to respond.
Okay, yeah,
to you now.
We're out of time. I appreciate
we're
you.
Not,
guys.
No, we're not out of time. I want to keep you.
Stay on the line
so I can respond to you and have a conversation. Please stay right where you are, because I want to be able to respond to you here and continue this. What I was saying is I'm sick and tired of the political system, okay, and you certainly interpreted that correctly, but I wasn't saying that I was going to lay down. I'm all in favor of standing up for what you believe in. In point of fact, that's why I moved from Florida. I used to live down in Sarasota. I was born and raised down there, lived there for 26 years of my life, and then back in 2006 decided to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is one of our sponsors, and we fully support them, freestateproject.org. And the purpose of the Free State Project is to bring liberty-minded people together to the same geographic region in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes. So that means that there's a variety of different types of activism going on here. There are people that are still doing the political thing, and they're doing a pretty decent job at it. Myself, having been pretty burned out on the whole politics thing, decided to take a different route. So I haven't laid down or given up at all. In fact, what I was advocating earlier tonight is that people stand up for what they believe in and just live the free life that they want to live, and when the government comes after them, to essentially engage in non-cooperation and civil disobedience and to not obey these people that demand to be their masters. And I was suggesting that if enough people decided to stop obeying rather than begging, which is what I consider the political process to be, rather than finding somebody who's going to go and run for office and trying to spend a whole bunch of money to try to get them to defeat the incumbents, which is next to impossible because of the way the system is designed, and then cross their fingers and hope that that person doesn't get corrupted by the power if they actually do win, and hope beyond hope that they'll be able to convince some of the other corrupt scumbags to do something to actually achieve liberty. You could get to the freedom that you want if you just had enough people say, no, I'm not going to obey your silly diktats and your silly rules. So I wasn't advocating laying down at all. What I was advocating is standing up in a completely different fashion. Does that make sense?
Well, in a way it does, except for a couple of pertinent things in that We do need to really focus on reassuming some of our states' rights against the federal onslaught. But where we're missing the boat here, I think, is that the freedoms which we have given up must be regained, or we have to resort to something which is less than desirable in terms of our society. In other words, we have been giving up or allowing in this live and let live philosophy, which we all wish to have. You know, everyone works hard. Everybody who plays by the rules works hard and tries really hard to do the right thing is usually very tired and doesn't want to invest the time and the effort necessary.
No, I totally understand. And okay. And the problem is that you can invest a whole lot of time and effort in politics and get virtually no return on your investment. That's why I'm so frustrated by the political system.
What I'm trying to, I guess, is a viewpoint that the original system and political system is still there. The changes like gerrymandering and things which have been brought about so that they can flex the system to their advantage are all things which can eventually be taken back by adherence to a rigid set of values and principles, which, you know, our founding fathers believed that a moral people really needed very little governance.
How long have you been working within the system?
Governance.
How long have you been working in the political system to achieve the things you're talking about?
I've only just got started.
All right, that explains it. Here's what I want you to do. Go and, you know, give it your all, and then call us back in another, year or so and let us know how you feel about
your results. I agree largely with what you've said, and I've been kept quiet so that you could talk to my partner about this. I agree mostly with what you say. However, I would encourage you to move here to New Hampshire where the Free State Project is going on and do like so many hundreds and hundreds of Free State movers that believe in the political process are doing right now. We've got six people in the state house here in New Hampshire. How the libertarian movement doing in
this is Florida?
Where it is, Florida? I don't care.
Oh yeah, you're in Georgia. I'm sorry. You're listening to WFLA in Tallahassee,
We can't bail. I understand you're just trying a different experiment.
It's regrouping. It's teaming up.
Libertarians, it's just not going to work. They've been trying it since 1971 when the party came around. They're getting fewer votes now, not more. I'm afraid that the only hope that people that believe in liberty have is getting into one geographic area, because unfortunately that's the way governments work right now.
We're out of time too, Mark. Thanks for the call. Good conversation to everybody we didn't get to. Call us Monday night. We'll talk to you then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Good night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.